Good morning. Today we have the beginning of a new liturgical year, the first day of December, the first day of Advent, our first Advent candle and our wreath. Now we're ready. December. So it's time to, prepare. Of course, we're all thinking in terms of preparing for Christmas. You know, there's those gifts that we have to shop for. Now, some of you are probably very wise and have that all done already. Maybe I'll give it a couple of weeks. We'll see. And then, of course, there's the house cleaning that happens, you see, because there's going to be entertaining happening. And, you know, when the mother-in-law comes over with the white gloves and checks, a bad sign when she comes up with anything. So you've got to get that house totally clean. And just about that time, then you break out that Christmas tree, the ornaments, the lights, the garland, and of course at my house we had wreaths on everything that was flat. You know, your front door, your back door, the garage door, the basement door. If you had any kind of door, you get a wreath, that's it. And if you have shelves, everything comes off the shelves and gets hidden, and you fill it with, anything from Santa Claus to reindeer to little Santa's trains. I mean, you name it, we've got it. It was all there. And then the thing that I just loved to do was put that fresh green garland in the chandelier so that you would have pine needles on your Christmas or on the table throughout the season. You know, you get it all, you know. And you think about all that. And then, of course, once the inside's done, now it's time for the outside. For Dad to risk his life putting lights on the top of the house. You want to wait and do that when it's icy, you know, so you give a good chance of breaking something, you know. But you think about all of that, and you're going, wow. Boy, how I look forward to preparing for Christmas, you know. And worse, I won't get into what happens at the end, but you have to put it all away again. But it is about, preparing for this Christmas season. A festivity. Jesus for being born. But, you know, I don't know. In the readings today, I didn't hear about any of that. You know, it was different. You know, it was about preparing our hearts for the arrival of Jesus Christ. Not about decorations or parties, just that. In our first reading from Isaiah, Isaiah draws attention to the Lord's mountain in Jerusalem. The temple is built on that mount. In Isaiah's time, in actually all of Israel's history, a mountain was a place where you encounter God, where you gain knowledge and wisdom from God. Oh, we think about Moses, you know. He was on that mountain, boom, he gets the Ten Commandments, brings them down, shares them with everybody. It didn't go well to begin with, but, you know, that's where it happens, on those mountaintops. And you think, why a mountaintop, you know? You're up high, close to God, right? And then you've got the vistas, beautiful. You know, you can really see all of God's creation there. And the light. Everything is clear on the mountaintop. You can see everything. Isaiah describes it as an elevated focal point that guides people to walk in the light of the Lord. Centuries later, Paul writes to the Romans and he says, "Let us throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." Seeking to convince his audience to live in the light of Christ. Like Isaiah, Paul used light as a metaphor for living righteously, for living for the Lord, giving yourself, living rightly, to orient our lives toward the Lord. That's what this season should be about. In Matthew, he gives a different take on it completely. He speaks about the necessity of orientating our lives to God with something else in mind. And it's the kind of preparation that stands in stark contrast to what I started off with. fortifying rituals to get ready for the holiday season, Matthew depicts recalling a period filled with corruption and sin so that the Lord is ready to destroy the earth with a flood. Modern readers and Matthew's ancient audience alike are probably unnerved by hearing about the tales of destruction. Why does Advent have such an ominous start? Well, we think about where this Gospel of Matthew came from. The 24th chapter. Not the first chapter, you'd think. The 24th chapter. And Jesus is talking to his disciples that they need to be vigilant for the parousia, the end of days, the second coming of Christ, and the final judgment. Be ready for that. Jesus declares that you do not know when Christ returns. Stay ready. In Advent, we are reminded to prepare only for Christmas. But really, we need to prepare all the time, because we know not the day nor the hour. In the next chapter in Matthew, it's chapter 25, obviously, if 24 was there, 25 comes next. And he gives us, well, kind of a guide on how to prepare. And it's how we encounter the Lord. We encounter the Lord when we care for the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the imprisoned, those who are sick, housebound, those folks, those who are in need. And just as you did for one of these least ones, you did for me. Those words ring to us, especially during this season. To realize, really, that to prepare for the Lord, we must first realize that the Lord is with us now. We need not wait until Christmas or the parousia. It's about today, tomorrow, and the next day. So, sure, deck the halls, make merry, have fun, enjoy this season of decorating and whatever. But don't forget to be guided by his light and to see in the people around you Christ living, and we being a beacon of that light to them as well.